Navy Commander Keith Springle devoted his life to helping members of the military cope with mental health issues, issues including post-traumatic stress disorder. In May, Springle was allegedly killed in Iraq by one of the people he was trying to help. Michelle Bliss of member station WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina, has this remembrance.
Commander Keith Springle didn't like to take no for an answer. When he was stationed in Rota, Spain, he wanted to form a baseball team so his high school-age son could play ball. Springle's wife, Susan, says everyone told him that wasn't possible.
The powers that be said, you'll never be able to do it. You won't have enough for a team. We haven't been able to do it in the past. That's why, you know, we don't do it. And how many kids did we have show up for the first? 38. 38 kids who just wanted to play baseball.
Springle liked to break down barriers. His daughter, Sarah, says as a social worker in the Navy, he fought the mental health stigma in a military culture where men and women are supposed to be tough.
The help's available, but people just don't go get it because you're considered weak if you seek help. And that obviously leads to situations like this.
Commander Springle was one of five service members allegedly gunned down last month by an American soldier in a military counseling clinic in Baghdad. Today, Springle's work, encouraging combat veterans to get the help they need, continues at a Marine counseling center in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, where he worked.
This used to be in a schoolhouse, and it was converted a year and a half or so ago. To the offices you see now. Commander Springle was the first director.
Charlotte Wilmer walks through the counseling center and remembers Springle's hands-on leadership.
He would go around to every office and say, how are you doing? How's it going today? Everybody got a personal greeting, and he'd come to my door and say, I need to talk to you about something. So then he'd sit down and, you know, we'd hammer out something that he was doing, hash it out.
There are other reminders of Springle as well, such as soothing beach-themed paintings and the quiet hush of white noise machines, allowing clients to seek counseling in peace. Wilmer says even with his duties at the center, Springle wanted to be in Iraq so he could work with the battle-tested men and women who needed him most.
He not only volunteered, he fought for it. He really convinced the commanding officer and the Navy that this was where he should be, and he believed that.
Back at the Springle home, Susan sits at the dining room table while her daughter Sarah and her husband switch off rocking their two-month-old son, Joshua. Susan flips through an inch-thick stack of letters and emails she's received since his death. She stops when she finds the one she's looking for.
Keith was a mentor, a friend, and a devoted shipmate. He was a man that we can all only hope to emulate. A proud and loving father, a devoted and steadfast husband, a loyal friend, and a courageous sailor.
Susan is collecting these notes because she wants her family to remember the man who has a baseball field in Spain named after him, the man who started a garage band so the kids could play at neighborhood gatherings, the man who never got to hold their first grandson, Joshua. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Bliss in Wilmington, North Carolina.